Hey there, Leanne here. So you probably already know that I am on a mission to help mama entrepreneurs build powerful businesses that light them up. But what you may not know is that I am super passionate about women creating the kind of financial abundance that I know they want and that I know they deserve. In fact, something that really gets under my skin is how many women feel they have to settle for just okay when it comes to the money they are earning in their business. That's why I've created this whole new masterclass. It's called Your First Six Figures. And in it, we're going to discuss exactly that. I'm going to talk to you about what it looks like to get intentional about the money side of your business. And then I'm going to share my strategies and the mindset piece around cultivating and growing a six-figure business. If you've ever felt like you wanted to make more money in your business, but you're not exactly sure what that looks like, then this masterclass is for you. It is happening on Tuesday, April 23rd at 8 p.m. It is the first time I've ever done a masterclass just around building a six-figure business, and we will not be doing this again anytime soon. Look, you and I both know you should be earning more money for all the hard work you are pouring into your business. We are going to get to the bottom of it. We're going to get intentional. We're going to talk mindset, and we're going to talk about the building blocks you need to create a six-figure business. I know this is something that you need. I know we need to be talking about this more. So please join me on April 23rd. I can't wait to see you then.
Hi, I'm Leanne Kim, and this is The Business of Thinking Big, the podcast where we talk all things business mindset, strategy, and hustle. So, if you're looking to grow your revenue, serve more dream clients, and create amazing new possibilities, then you, my friend, are in the right place. Stay tuned.
Well, hello, friend, and welcome to another episode of The Business of Thinking Big. As always, I'm your host and business coach, Leanne Kim. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today, we're going to talk about 10 ways to grow your business with the power of video. And I've talked about this on the show before, that back in the day, video was really challenging for me. I was used to doing a bit of public speaking in rooms of people, live and in person. And when I shifted to video, I realized that I would get very stiff and my words would come out kind of awkward. It took me a lot of years, frankly, and a lot of practice to get much better at video. And now I feel a lot more comfortable using video. And I realized that we use video in so many ways in the business now compared to just a few years ago, that I thought I would compile my 10 favorite ways that we use video right now to grow the business. And I think what you'll find is you also have a lot of opportunity in your business to be leveraging video more. Because here's the thing, video, in my opinion, is the fastest way to connect with our dream customers, to help them see that we are the solution to their problems, to bring them closer, and eventually to get them to purchase. So I'm going to share my 10 ways to grow your business with video right now. And I'm going to share the thing, and I'm going to share why that has been helpful to us in my business. Okay, so are you ready? Here goes. Number one, we use video on social media. So this is the most obvious one. You've probably seen me use video on social media. Primarily, I really like Instagram stories. That's sort of my video platform of choice, if you will. I've also recently got a little bit more into Instagram reels because of the reach that they have had. Now, that hasn't translated directly into an increase of sales. However, an increase of reach is never a bad thing. We want more people seeing our video. So when I say social media, I'm going to say whenever you are listening to this episode, I want you thinking about and maybe exploring the more recent platforms that are going to help you get more reach. It is known that whenever a social media organization launches a new video platform, they want it to be used. They want people to be utilizing it. And so that is usually an opportunity where your stuff is going to get seen by more people. And I've talked about this. Why video and social media matters is because it's one of the fastest ways for people to truly get to know you as a person. So in your social media videos, make sure you're covering a variety of things, not just sort of the who you are and what you do, but you know, sometimes you might want to share the behind the scenes. Sometimes I share a little bit of my family life or, you know, my downtime, my CEO time, as you know. I also like to share any traveling that we're doing or adventures that we go on, things that make me and make me real. No pun intended there with the word real. But that's the idea, is that people can learn from you, but they can also connect with you. And so social media is a big opportunity. If you're not doing at least one weekly video on social media, your people are not getting to know you as fast as they could. And I'm particularly a fan of video where you can speak to the camera so they can both see your face and hear your voice. That's going to help them connect a lot faster. Now, As I said, I primarily leverage this inside of Instagram, but there are, as we know, lots of different places where you could be featuring video. So TikTok, for example, is a platform where you can be sharing up to 15 or 30 second videos. And this is really quickly growing. In fact, I had Sam Vlaschenu on the show. We will link to that episode. She's the TikTok expert, and she talked all about why you should be on TikTok. And I don't think it's necessarily a fit for every single business. However, Sam certainly does. So we will link to that episode in case you're interested in learning more about TikTok videos. I would also say LinkedIn is a great place to host videos, primarily because most people are not doing that on LinkedIn. You don't see a lot of videos. So if your audience is on LinkedIn and you share a video, it's going to really stand out in the feed because it kind of goes against the grain. So that's why I like LinkedIn videos. And then, of course, there's the gold standard, YouTube, especially if what you're sharing is something that is searchable, because, of course, we know that YouTube is a search engine. I believe it's the world's second largest search engine. And last year, I had my friend Quajo on the show to talk all about YouTube to grow your business. So again, I'm going to link to that episode in the show notes as well. But there are so many different ways you could be trying out video in little ways, even in your social media. And one of the reasons why I do like Instagram stories is because they disappear after 24 hours. So I don't have to worry about it being a perfect video. But that, just in a nutshell, is number one, videos on social media work. They bring people into your world and they help make a connection faster. Number two is Facebook Lives. And yes, people are still doing these. And yes, they still do get a good reach. Back in the day when Facebook Live just launched, they were getting seen like 10 times more than pre-recorded videos. And that's why everyone rushed to do them. But I'm going to take this one step further and say specifically where I do my Facebook Lives is weekly inside my Mamas & Co. community. We call this the Monday Morning Coaching Call. I do it at Mondays, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time every week without fail. And it's either me coaching on something, or now I also have some coaches in my community that are in there taking over some of these as well. But back in the day, for the first 2 years of doing these coaching calls, it was just me showing up every single week talking to the camera. And why this helped me grow my business is it helped the Mamas & Co. members in that community really see me as the coach that I am and as the leader that I wanted them to see me as. Before I was doing this, I don't even know what was going on, but I was not showing up for these mamas. And now I show up every single week. It's a place for them to get a taste of what coaching work looks like with me. And often it's the thing that inspires people to take the next step in working with me is these weekly Facebook Lives. And they work so well inside groups. In fact, I'm going to say if you have a Facebook group as part of your funnel and you are not doing weekly lives, you're missing out on a huge, huge opportunity. Your people in that group are there to connect and learn, and they want to hear what you have to say. And Facebook Lives is one of the best ways to be coaching and nurturing your people if you have a Facebook group. Okay, number three is, of course, webinars. And I mention this because I am coaching a lot of women inside my A Players group that are just starting webinars for the first time. In fact, it's always fun for me when someone says, I did it, I hosted my first webinar. It's such a huge milestone and such a fun moment for us to celebrate together. And it is just one of those things. Webinars are not hard, but it does take a little bit of tech. Usually, you're going to want to have an opt-in page so that you can capture names and emails so that you can send them the reminder emails with the webinar link. And of course, so that you can prompt them after the webinar with any sales or next step emails as well. So you do have to hook up all that tech stuff to get your first one done. But once your first one is done, you've got it under your belt. And I coach a lot of women. As part of their funnel, they are doing monthly nurture webinars to their greater community. So they invite people, their people show up live, they get a great taste of what working with them is like. And inevitably, the next step is they start to inquire about how can I work with you? So if you are a thought leader, if you're a coach or consultant, and you are not doing regular webinars, or sometimes we call them virtual workshops, again, you're missing out on a huge opportunity. And this is sort of that one step more connected than a Facebook Live, especially if you use the virtual workshop format, where instead of, you know, just showing slides on a screen, you're actually inviting people into an intimate workshop. Maybe it's a Zoom meeting so they can see each other's faces, right? That creates instant connection and camaraderie and community. So we utilize the sort of virtual workshop format quite a bit inside my business. And again, it's just an opportunity for someone to come that one step further. A Facebook Live, they're going to see because they're in your group, but a webinar, they're going to be a part of because they opted in, which is just a higher level of investment, frankly, and it's them moving further down your funnel. Okay, so that's number three, webinars or virtual workshops. Number four is virtual networking events, and or I would also call this client appreciation events. Obviously, since the onset of the pandemic, we're all learning how to do virtual events, and we're understanding the importance of regular connection and community. But a lot of people are overlooking this one, is that people do want to just meet your people. Right? If you're a business owner, if you're a thought leader, you serve a lot of clients, and there's a good chance that those people have things in common. So why not host a client appreciation event or a virtual networking event for your audience and invite people in again to a Zoom meeting where maybe you're doing a little bit of leading and coaching or training, but primarily the opportunity is for them to connect and network. And what we like to do in these virtual networking events, we call them virtual networking parties, we like to create breakout rooms. And what that does is it allows people to have conversations in smaller groups, which is really neat. And of course, it helps them build more connection with your people, which will in turn help them build more connection with you. And here's a hot tip. When we do this inside a group of people that maybe we have some of our mamas and co-members, but some non-members, we will combine them. So we will make sure that the non-members are in a room with at least one member so that if they do have questions about our membership, there's somebody there acting sort of as a representative. Now, we don't tell them that they have to say anything, but it just works out really well to have, you know, a variety of people in these conversations so that everyone leaves having met somebody new. That's really the key with any sort of networking event, whether it's in person or online, is that people leave having made some new connections. And you can do this easily with a basic Zoom membership. You don't have to have anything fancy. And you could be hosting this even just a few times a year, and it makes a big difference. And it really helps your clients get to know one another. So that's another way. Number five is to utilize video on your thank you pages. So this is a really fun one that we started doing only in the last year-ish. And essentially, let's say someone's signing up to come to your webinar or to join your challenge. So they read about it. They go, yep, this is for me. Enter your name and email, and they get taken to a next page, which we call the thank you page. Now, usually that thank you page doesn't say much. In fact, in a lot of sort of basic marketing, I see it just say, Thanks for signing up. Now go check your inbox, which is fine. But this is also an opportunity to be building connection. So we started popping a little video from me on these thank you pages. And usually it's just me saying, hey, thank you so much for signing up. I can't wait for this webinar that we're going to do together. And I give them a couple of prompts or reminders. So I'll tell them to check their inbox, make sure they're getting our emails. I'll tell them to mark their calendar, just little things. But really, this 2-minute video can help build massive connection. You really want to be reinforcing the decision that they made to opt in for this thing that they signed up for, right? That's the purpose of the video, is to reinforce that decision and that behavior, and to also just get to know them a little bit better before they come to whatever that thing is. So that's number 5, posting more video on your thank you pages, because that's an opportunity I see most people are just kind of forgetting about. But pretty much any website platform will allow you to populate a page like this with a video of yourself. So highly recommend that. That's one of those easily overlooked but easy to execute videos in your business. Okay, number 6 is kind of similar to this. It is videos within your launch emails. So if you launch an online course or a membership or a group program in some way, and that launch contains, let's say, a webinar and a series of sales emails, one of the things you can do to differentiate the emails is to have one of them be a video email. So essentially what that looks like is inside the email that they get, it just says, hey, here's a message from me. And you screenshot you on the video so that they see it looks like a video embedded in the email, but you can't do that. So what you'd want to do then is when they click on that image of your face, they're taken to, again, this would be a random page on your site. It would be hidden from public view, but it's just a page. All it does is it just hosts the video. And that is your opportunity to sell your people on whatever it is you're selling in this launch. So you'd be talking directly to camera. You'd be reinforcing the purchase decision. You'd be reinforcing all of the benefits of joining this, whatever it is. And again, this can just be a couple of minutes, but it's you connecting directly with your customer, with that heart-to-heart connection, so that they watch this and they feel like, heck yeah, I want to buy, or I want to sign up. I want to join this thing. And they're ready to make that purchase. And the strategic thing is, this page has no other buttons on it except for one. And that's right below the video. And it says, you know, click here to sign up or join now or something like that. So the only thing they could possibly do on this page is watch this video and then click to make that purchase, which is exactly what you want. And we've implemented this in our last several launches. And what it does is essentially it speaks to people who have not been responding to our regular text emails, right? Regular just written copy is not reaching them for whatever reason. So this isn't going to be impactful for everyone, but I guarantee that out of your audience, there is a portion of them that just really responds to video. So including video emails within your launch email sequence can be really effective. Okay, number 7, and it's similar to that, is to include videos on your sales pages. And usually we do this in what's called the hero section, which is right at the top. So let's say someone's interested in joining the Mamas & Co. membership when it is open, which is not every, you know, it's not all year round, but when it's open, they go to the join page. And what we have right at the top is like a welcome video. And it talks about the benefits of the membership. We actually did this with our most recent launch and we loved this video and it made a great connection. A portion of it was me talking to camera, but a lot of it was footage from our past events and conferences and even footage from our A Players calls. And it really helped paint the picture of what being a Mamas & Co. member was all about. So a video like that in the hero section or top section of a sales page can really just help paint the picture of the experience you are selling. Now, further down on your sales pages, you can, of course, include video to conquer things like frequently asked questions. Testimonial videos can be really useful on your sales pages as well. But again, you'll want to have them a little bit further down. So video on your sales pages can just be like the icing on the cake of a really well-designed sales page. Okay, another place, number 8, that we include video is after our customers book a discovery call with me. So for people who are thinking about doing coaching work, they'll click to book into my discovery call calendar. They'll have a selection of times. They'll sign up for one of them. And then again, they get taken to this sort of thank you page. And what we do there is we pop a little video on that thanks them for booking that discovery call. And again, it's priming them for a really successful call. We want to make sure that they show up to the call. There's also a little intake form they fill out before that call that will help us maximize our time together. So I explain all of this in a super short and sweet video that just, again, reinforces their decision to book a call with me. It helps them get to know me, helps them feel connected to me, and it helps them show up and have a really effective and strong discovery call. So there's lots of places in your funnel that you could be working these videos in. Again, just building micro connections along the way. Okay, number 9 of the ways that I use video to grow my business is in sales calls. So I used to do my sales conversations on the phone, but when I switched to doing them on Zoom, what I realized is I was building connection much faster and I was converting more because I could see their face. And of course, tips for this are make sure you are well lit and that, you know, your face is clear and easily visible in the video. Make sure that you are looking at the camera and not like down and to the left or something like that. And that can happen if you're looking at the person. You really want them to feel like you are looking at them as much as possible. So video in your sales conversations can be a really effective tool that helps you build connection, but also helps you make more conversions, frankly. And one of the things that we started doing again this past year is we record every sales conversation, of course, with the client's permission. And then after it, we send them a copy. I don't send it personally. Someone on my team sends it, but they say, hey, Leanne really enjoyed her conversation with you, and she thought you might like a copy of your call. Because in the call, I ask them a lot of coaching questions, and a lot of people find those calls infinitely valuable. So for them to get a copy of that call sent to them within a couple of hours of our conversation, again, it's just further solidifying that I am their person. It's just giving them another tool in their toolkit and frankly, another reason to want to hire me as their coach. So sales conversations, that's a great way to leverage video, record it, send it to them, and really wow them in that experience. And number 10, last but not least, video in personal messages. So we started doing this again in our membership launches where we would send personalized, actual customized personalized videos directly to people's inboxes. And we do that with a tool called BombBomb, B-O-M-B-B-O-M-B. We will link to that in the show notes. There are also many tools that do this. Bonjoro is another one. But essentially what it does is it's a platform that can embed personal videos directly inside the email. And you send that to a person. Let's say you're in a launch and you've got maybe 10 warm people who you've been keeping an eye on. You can tell they're interested, but they haven't purchased yet. You hit them with a personal video that says, hey, Lisa, it's me, Leanne. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for being a part of our blah, 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 blah. Like, how amazing is that? That person is going to feel so seen and heard and supported that they are definitely going to want to make the leap and join whatever it is you're promoting because it's personalized and you can't do that with mass video, right? There's sort of anonymous videos that we've talked about here, sales pages, thank you pages. You can't personalize those. But with a tool like BombBomb, you absolutely can. And another way you could do this is just to film a video of yourself talking to camera and send those off in your DMs. Absolutely. Anytime someone who gets a personalized video from you, they are going to feel flattered and they're going to feel pretty wowed. They're probably going to want to take the journey further with you because you took the time for this personal touch. So there you have it. Those are my 10 ways to grow your business with video. And I'll recap them one last time. Number 1, videos in your social media. Number 2, Facebook Lives, primarily in your private Facebook groups. Number 3, webinars or virtual workshops. Number 4, virtual networking or virtual client appreciation events. Number 5, your thank you pages after people opt in. Number 6, inside your launch emails. Number 7, on your sales pages. Number 8, after people book a one-on-one discovery call with you. Number 9, the discovery call itself or the sales conversation. And number 10, personalized videos direct to someone's inbox or DMs. So there you have it. I hope this conversation has helped you see the power of video, and maybe it's even inspired you to go out and try one of these, or maybe a few of these, for yourself. I can tell you that the more video I do in my business, the more money we make, the more connected we feel to our customers. It has been a complete game changer. It's something that I didn't feel confident in, and frankly, something I postponed for far too long. So don't be like me, my friend. Start embracing video now with these tips and strategies. And when you find something that works, hit me up with a DM on Instagram. I'm at Liam Kim Coach, and I would love to hear what works for you. Have an awesome day.
Thanks for listening to The Business of Thinking Big. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode. We would love it if you could leave us a review on iTunes, which will help more people like you find the show. And of course, you can learn more at leannekim.com.